In the name of Jesus, we can listen for a moment longer. With that prayer, we will quieten ourselves, and God would once again open those words and give us those words that we need. I will read from Acts chapter 8, a familiar story. It is verses 26 to 39. The words are, "In Jesus' name, and the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thy heart, thou may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went both down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Amen. I was calculating from the wall in the sacristy that at these summer services, over 30 sermons have been held. And when I was preparing for this duty, and I was listening to these sermons, and I, dear brothers and sisters, I have noticed that all of these sermons have been full of the Holy Spirit. They have all been united, and they talked about the same thing which we always talk about at services. It is evening now, and summer services are almost over. Tomorrow we will all leave this place and go home, and many have left already. And they are listening, perhaps, to the radio as they are driving to their homes. We sang in the hymn, we sang that which we talk about in the kingdom of God, the reason why we hold services. We also sang about how the kingdom of God has gone forwards and will always go forwards. Even our fathers before us, the time has come. The congregation of Christ is here. Turn and repent and accept the grace. One of the meanings of summer services is that we would hold these services in different localities each year. This year we are here, next year we will be in Vaasa. Why? One of the reasons is that we could be proclaiming in different areas that the kingdom of God has come near you. Humble yourselves and repent and accept the grace. We sang in that hymn, when the Lord traveled, he brought his hope and made it public. His life he gave to us as a gift. Go and proclaim. Dear brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God, these turns are not given only to the speakers of the word, but this is given to everyone. When we return home to our own jobs and live there with our neighbors, we should bring greetings to them and tell them that we were at summer services and there we heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. Even you, boys and girls, you can bring greetings from summer services to your friends and tell your neighbors where you have been. In the third verse that we sang, it has the central message. Christ is the hope for the world, and we pray to him. In the name of Jesus on high, we preach the forgiveness of sins. When a sinner takes this grace, he gives thanks to his Redeemer. We heard a moment ago, it talked about Philip. There were two men. There was Philip and the eunuch. I was thinking that here, when we set off for summer services, I think that our neighbors and your neighbors, they probably knew that we were leaving to summer services almost as though they set off on a holy trip. As we prepared at home for these services, for many days, we packed our caravan for 2 days, and we checked and double-checked that everything that we would need was packed. This is the highlight of the summer, you boys and girls, you young people. Probably we begin waiting for the summer services already after Christmas. We got here today. And we want to you, beloved, to those of you who did not make it here because of illness or responsibilities or lack of finances, or as we heard in the opening services, some people are not able to be in such a huge group of people. If I would try to describe to you, you who may be sitting before a radio or the internet, dear brother, sister, this, what I can see here in this service tent, the children of God are sitting here. There are people of all ages. There are babies here, young people, families, single people, their parents here, and older people. The fact that we all believe in the same way unites us, and the Holy Spirit unites us and makes each one beloved to the other. The other evening, when I was listening here in the tent with my wife, and we were singing, and I was thinking that the ceiling of this tent is going to fly away. The singing was so powerful. The children of God were singing of joy that sins are forgiven. We had Philip here, who was one of the seven men who was chosen when the congregation of God began to expand. Philip was one. He had been connected to the disciples of Jesus. He had learned and heard. He knew what the life of Jesus had been like. And the disciples had told him. And then we had the eunuch of Candace, the queen. He had set off on a journey. And he had set off. Philip was a believer, a child of God, and this eunuch, he was a religious person, and he set off on his journey. And when he came back from that journey, Philip was exhorted by the Spirit to go to a certain road, to a certain place. And Philip went there. And there he met this eunuch. This eunuch who was in control of the wealth of Candace the queen. This man had a successful life. He probably had a lot of possessions. He had a good high position, but he was lacking something. And he was returning, and he sat in his carriage, and he was reading the scripture of Isaiah. You boys and girls, This all happened about 2,000 years ago. There were no cars then. There were no airplanes. There were no trams. You could not travel very quickly. These days we can travel quite easily and quickly. It is pretty easy to come even to summer services. This eunuch of Candace the Queen, he had traveled a long distance and he sat in his carriage. The journey had lasted for many days and it was probably a difficult journey. He was coming back from his trip. We aren't told exactly what happened in Jerusalem, but we can think that some doubt was awoken in his mind because he started to read the scripture of Isaiah. And the Spirit of the Lord told Philip to go to that carriage. And Philip ran to find that man. And Philip said to the eunuch that, "You are reading, but do you understand?" And the eunuch said, "How could I understand? For nobody is guiding me." And he asked Philip to come into the carriage and sit beside him. And what was the part that he was reading? He was reading the Old Testament. He was reading about events that had taken place 700 years earlier. He was reading that. And I'll read it again. And if you boys and girls would listen, you may even guess what this means. It was this. This is a pretty picture painted here. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Do you know what this meant? This is like a Sunday school question for the children. Do you know what this all meant? Esaias predicted the Lord Jesus Christ and the things that happened to him. He died on the cross. He went like a sheep before those who would slaughter him. And this part, that eunuch could not understand what this meant, and he needed someone to explain it. And the eunuch said, "Who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" And then Philip began to speak. And he preached to the eunuch the gospel of Jesus. This is for us when we come to speak here, dear friend. Here at the summer services, I know a lot of the service guests are believers, children of God. We who have been saved, and we are making journey towards heaven. Here to the summer services have also come, you beloved friends. Who perhaps have left the house of your father, and you have left the kingdom of God. To the summer services have come also you, dear friends. You may be here for the first time. You have come to look and listen and see what happens at summer services. You may be amazed, even we are amazed, at how well everything is organized here. It has been good to be here. This has been a huge project for the believers of this area. We wish to you all, and we hope for you all, no matter what situation in life you have come to these summer services. As we heard in the beginning of the services, you are all so very welcome here. Our prayer and the main reason for these services is that this word that we speak here, that it could affect and awake and get you, dear friend, you who have left, or you have decided that you don't want to be a believer, or you seem to be traveling between two kingdoms, with one foot in the kingdom of God and the other foot in the kingdom of the world. Our prayer is that you could understand for yourself. We invite you and welcome you into this kingdom. Dear beloved friend, repent. Believe the gospel. And believe all your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. We want to be advising you, guiding you into the kingdom of God. Just as Philip, who talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he began with that part that Esaias had prophesied about, and he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. You, perhaps you have come to listen and see. Maybe you have noticed that in all the sermons, this is a central message. We perhaps have talked about temporal matters, but in each sermon, the central message is the forgiveness of sins. And when these two men were sitting in their carriage, and they came to a place where there was water, and the eunuch said, "Here is water. Is there any reason why I could not be baptized?" And what did Philip say? If thou believe with all your heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The eunuch of the queen of Ethiopia and Philip, they stepped into the water and Philip baptized him. I would like to give to you, dear brother and sister, and you, listener, I would like to give you something that I found as I was reading the Bible. It has come forth in prior sermons how a little child, when he is born into this world, he or she is born as a child of God. This is how we have always been taught in this kingdom. When I was reading Romans, it is so clearly stated how the Bible teaches us. And I read the New Translation, and I agreed with a brother there in the sacristy that I have heard this part many times, but in the New Translation, it is explained in even a more clear way. In the third chapter of Romans, it talks about how the righteousness of God comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone who believes receives this righteousness. And how is it that a little baby in the womb of the mother, the baby is a child of God? The baby is justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It is explained here. When circumcision is discussed here in the book of the Romans, it says, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Faith is the foundation of everything. In the book of Romans, Abraham is also discussed. He believed before he was circumcised. He believed in the promise which he had received. It says here in the book of Romans that Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Isn't this, dear brothers and sisters, isn't it clearly explained here? A few other parts here. A little while ago we celebrated Saint John's, John the Baptist. What was said about John the Baptist when he was in the womb of his mother? He received the Holy Spirit while he was in the womb of his mother, a little baby. When he or she is born into this world, this child is a child of God. As we heard today from Psalm 139. God, you knew me before I was even born into this world. This, brothers and sisters, is what we believe. What happened when the eunuch and Philip got out of the water? What was said in this last verse? I will read it. The eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. He received the grace of repentance, and he received so much more than he had ever had before. And when he continued his journey to his job and his life, he had received all his sins forgiven, and he was a child of God, and he was a believer and could go to heaven. I'm going to tell about one beloved sister, how she felt when she heard the word of God. And she had become lost from the kingdom of God. She said, she hoped that the kingdom of God would come near her. And she could hear sermons and the word of God. And she didn't dare to go to the services at the RYs. And she had heard about mission services. And she thought at first that this was not the right place because she didn't know anybody there. And she went to sit and listened. There weren't very many people at those mission services, and she took her own seat. And two brothers were on this mission trip, and they had begun speaking, and they had held their own sermons. And this beloved sister said that when she sat in the bench, she realized immediately that this was exactly that, what she was longing for. She had many times wished to ask if she could believe. She wanted to stand up, but there was some kind of glue, it felt like, that was holding her to the bench. And she listened, and she said, and she, through that sermon, believed. She there alone promised to believe. And when she left, when she was getting ready to leave, one brother had stopped her, someone who knew her, and asked her what was new. And they had discussed. And once again, she was able to hear that she could receive all of her sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. And she was filled with joy when she found the kingdom of God once again. A great joy is born. As we talked earlier, at summer services, the main reason to hold these services is that, dear friend, when you hear the voice of God, Even if it seems that you cannot get your mouth open, if you want to believe, you can right now believe. You can believe all your sins forgiven, all your doubts and unbelief. And you, dear friend, your prodigal son or daughter, who once left the kingdom of God, to you also we say, come back. Come back to the house of your father. In the parable of the prodigal son, we heard about the one son who had left the home of his father. And this is the home where we, children of God, live today. This is a safe home. That son had left the house and went into the world. At some point of his life, he began to long for that safe home of his father. And what happened when he came back? In the home of his father, a celebration was prepared. And that prodigal son was given clean new clothes. And he got the seal of the ring, and he was able to come into the kingdom of God. We have heard here already how mothers and fathers, grandfathers and grandmothers, they pray on your behalf and on behalf of their young. We pray that you would be kept as a child of God. That even if your faith is weak, but still you would hold on to it and not give up. And we pray that you who have ended up on the outside of this kingdom, you dear young person, you child or older person, come back to the house of your father, for you will receive new clothing and you could return into this safe kingdom of God where we can be and live. The eunuch went on his way rejoicing. So it is, brothers and sisters. So it is for us. When we get to hear that our sins are forgiven, it is so good to go forwards on our journey. I have sometimes told the story about a young child who asked, after he was blessed, before he went to bed, he asked, Father, do you feel good after your sins are forgiven? And I said, yes, I feel so good. I feel so good when my sins are forgiven. If some burden has felt heavy and our footsteps seem slow, and when we can believe forgiveness of sins, our gaze becomes joyful. We heard through our brother how a feeling of well-being, it gives us strength, and it's so much easier to travel feeling good. And it is so easy to be with such a person who is joyful and feels well. That's why it is so easy and fun to be at these summer services, for we are surrounded by happy and joyful people. Dear brothers and sisters, even though many times sins have been preached forgiven, I want to once again tell you that you who are here in the tent, or you who are listening on the radio or internet, or sitting at your caravan or tent, the most precious matter is that you can believe all of your sins forgiven. You can believe all your sins forgiven. In the name and blood of Jesus. And when all is forgiven, then all is forgiven. I can't help but say, or tell you about the feelings that I have experienced. How you, dear friends, relatives, close ones and friends, I have felt how this kingdom of God, it is connected, it is unified, and the Holy Spirit unifies us, unites us. Many have been with me and tapped me on the shoulder and given me a thumbs up. It has been safe to be here in this group. It is safe to be here in the home of the house of the Father. And I want to find you, you who are doubting, and you wonder and think, that speech, does it belong to me? Does it include me? There are so many people here. I want to find you. Perhaps you are struggling under your own burden. I want to bring you those greetings, that when you hear this voice, is one poor servant of the word, I want to tell you, believe safely, all of your sins forgiven, in the name and blood of Jesus. Ask and pray. If life seems bleak and trials seem heavy, pray as the eunuch was approached by Philip. Pray that you would be given a travel companion. It is evening now. Night is approaching. We can be ending this summer service day. I came before you with fear. And I would like to ask, not because it is the custom, but because I too want to go to heaven. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe with you, children of God. You there, sitting in the benches. You can bless each other. It is a tremendous gift to be able to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll quieten ourselves before the evening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service day. We thank you that we have been able to hear the Word of God and we have been able to learn here. We hope that you bless all of us. And we want to hear, in the middle of summer services, to remember you, dear person, sitting at the radio or at the internet, no matter where you are, that the Heavenly Father would bless you and remember you, even if you are alone. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have been with us. And you have protected us, and you have blessed us. We ask that you bless the coming night and give us a peaceful night. And let us wake to a new morning, if that is your will. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.